We have a Weekend Audio Depot slash other stuff, because during the break, I look into the control room where Monto and Ham sit, and I see Justin's t-shirt like pulled up over his face, like he's napping or doing something. And I was like, "You okay in there?
Maybe you ripped one.
Somebody might have done
was I Dutch
something.
Ovening myself?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm here too.
I've been in the same room with you guys, and I asked Justin if everything's okay, and he's like, "We have an emergency that we have to get to right when you come back at 2:15.
Well, here we are.
So I need to know what's going on.
So I had my shirt above my head to try to contain my laughter as Ham continued his story. So Ham, I'll allow you to tell your own story if you like, or I can tell it for you because you seem to be ashamed by it.
So we go to break and safe space here in the control room.
Yeah.
I was telling him about an interaction I had earlier in the day with Travis and Tyler. I went to a new chicken place down the road, and they have
bingo
seasoned fries, and I offered one to Tyler. He said, "No, I'm a fan of their okra."
Okay.
All right.
And I told him, "I don't like fish."
Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Let him keep going.
So okay, apparently okra is a vegetable and not a fish.
What do you mean apparently?
Wait. Hold on.
You live in Texas where okra
I've never
is
had
plentiful.
Okra.
You thought they were little bitty
You've never like even at a chicken restaurant or barbecue
I don't
or
ever
something.
Order it.
But you see okra, fried okra on the sides menu.
And I think it's
and
weird
you think
because
it's weird
like,
getting a fish as a side?
Yes.
And then he
it's
says,
like
wait.
Shrimp? Like, is that what it is in your mind?
Yeah.
Like some sort of.
It's like a sea creature or something that you fry.
Yeah, a little okra swimming around.
Are you confusing it with something else?
Yes,
like
he was.
Okra?
Well, I said, maybe I'm confusing it with a hush puppy.
That's a fish.
That's not fish either.
That's just bread.
That's like the opposite of fish.
I don't eat either.
Like, oh yeah, me and my dad went fishing this weekend, caught some hush puppies.
Yeah, we caught our limit in hush
puppies. It was catch and release though.
But your preferred method of intake is fried food.
I don't eat that.
Yet you've never had fried hush puppies or fried okra.
No, because I'm anti-fish.
Well, guess what? Neither are fish. You could open yourself up to all kinds of new horizons, Ham.
Well, not only is he anti-fish, he's also anti-green. Like, he won't eat any food that is green whatsoever. Green popsicles, won't eat them. He won't eat anything that is the color green.
I skip over the green lifesavers.
Yes. So
they
you're
green lettuce and hamburger patties like a dog pill.
I sniff them
like
out.
It's a little bit of
sniffing out the frogs.
A little bit of veggie in him.
Man, now I'm curious of like other things that Ham just Man. Like food related that we would think.
We need a Ham food quiz just to see if he can classify what it is: meat,
fish, or
vegetable?
Not fish.
That's why I really couldn't
Dairy?
Contain myself when I found out that okra was a fish.
Wow. You're amazing.
Man.
Awesome.
That made my day. Like, it doesn't surprise me, does it? Like, it doesn't surprise you. Just
Yeah, it surprises me.
I can see him never eating okra.
Yeah, but...
Like, if I were to have... I do a thing now where if I'm getting lunch or dinner or something, like, I ask myself, would Ham eat this? And unless it's fried chicken, the answer is always no.
Or pure sugar.
Yes. Or pizza. Like most pizzas. Like pepperoni pizza, you'll
hey,
do
look,
right.
Mando's got a pizza. Unbelievable.
I want the next Ham food challenge to be Ham tries okra for the first time. I think you might like it. It
I
doesn't
don't like a hush.
It's
puppy.
More
yeah,
egregious
like
that he doesn't
more.
Like hush puppies. Yeah. I think you'd like hush puppies.
Hush puppies
you would
are
love hush puppies.
Delicious.
Even though
They're
you hate fish.
Fish.
No. Yeah, none of it's fish. You're good.
Yeah, we're gonna go catch some okra this weekend.
Guess we have to recover somehow.
When I heard him say, "Yeah, oh wait, maybe I'm thinking of a hush puppy. That's fish, right?"
You should have just gone with it.
I
like,
lost it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. That's why my shirt was over my
that
head.
That is so amazing.
All right, Ham. Are there any other foods like you might question? You think they're fish, but might not be fish.
If I find any, I'll let you know.
Okay.
It's a story we will continue to track here.
Asparagus, also not a fish.
Yeah, I know that.
Is this cookie
people,
fish?
People confuse it. Asparagus, it'll make your pee smell, but not a fish.
Oh,
not a fish.
Wonderful. All right, let's get to some weekend audio deep
audio
fun.
Depot.
So I don't know if you guys were aware, but we had the Frozen Four this past week.
What?
Yeah, that's the college Final Four in hockey.
Oh, yeah. And who was it? South Dakota? Notre Dame, Boston College.
I think Boston
Michigan.
College was quite good this year. Boston's always good, but a perennial Frozen Four team is the Denver Pioneers.
Okay.
Which the Denver Pioneers used to be a Sun Belt team that North Texas would play in basketball when I was in college.
I know Coach Monty used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. One and
he had a hat trick. Mm-hmm. Natty Hattie.
Well, Monty's Denver Pioneers won a national championship, and they were getting interviewed by the sideline reporter after the game. And there's two brothers on the team, which is really cool. So why wouldn't you interview the brothers?
Like
right
related
away?
Brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers. Okay. Yeah.
I was just...
No. They're not black dudes.
We're like, oh, there's...
They're very
white. Black dudes on a hockey team. That's great.
That's great.
So two actual brothers, and one forgot he was on live TV.
So like Jace and Lace.
What a million brothers.
Shamsiva, how do you describe what you're feeling in this moment? Your smile's so big.
Yeah, you know, just smiling faces. What a special moment for all the guys on this team, everyone part of Denver hockey. It's an unreal feeling, really.
Ziv, you get to do this with your big brother. What does that feel like?
It's unbelievable. So, it's great. I mean, it's what we go for. It's why you come to Denver. You want to win championships, you come here, and there's no better feeling, especially with my brother. I'm so happy right now.
You love it. I've noticed Luca will do that too, the double down.
Yeah.
The cuss, notice you've cussed, and then say another cuss word.
That's what he did, because he dropped an F-bomb, and realizing he did that on live television, he dropped an S-bomb pretty quickly.
And I didn't notice the reporter going, whoa!
like we did. Might.
Do you know their names? Do they have very Gen Z
play the first
names?
Part. It's Marcus like they say their last name.
Again, what a moment for the Booyan brothers.
The Booyan brothers.
How do you describe what you're...
Shenziva.
Shenzine. Shenziva. And I'm sure they sound Canadian. But I've noticed with hockey players, like if there's a hockey player from Georgia or something, mm-hmm. like they play the sport, they pick up the accent of Canada because there's so many Canadians play.
Yeah.
I think that if I was a hockey player, I wouldn't pick up an accent. I would stick to whatever I have.
Just stay real Texas.
Yeah.
What if you were like Tim Howard playing down in Venezuela?
Okay, then right? I'd learn the language. I'd try to.
Yeah, you have to. Just being a good teammate.
I just don't want to sound Canadian.
All right, well,
the organization.
The Olds got mad this weekend.
Audio Depot.
At hockey?
No, they got mad at CBS because, you know, Billy Joel had a concert going on at Madison Square Garden, and he was singing Piano Man. And CBS said, you know what? Much like him at the end of the press conference at camp a few years ago, as they're trying to honor Brad Sham, he hits the gong.
So I didn't see this happen. I didn't know what was going on, but I did see Coop tweet about it.
Yeah.
And I saw he tweet, what the F at CBS 11? Why did you break into Billy Joel in the middle of Piano Man? Really bad decision by someone, which I agree.
Yeah.
How are you going to break into Piano Man?
And it wasn't just CBS 11. It was CBS affiliates all over the nation. And I think this was maybe a New York station or a Chicago station. I forget which, but, you know, he was like getting to like the big sing-along mm-hmm. part of Piano Man.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
Yeah, they said, you know what? Everybody's heard this song. Piano Man, let's be real, not that great of an anthem.
I disagree.
Man, it's,
really?
That is such a... If that's on the radio, I can't turn it fast enough.
I think it's different. If you hear it on the radio, you don't have to hear it, but if you're at the bar at midnight and you've had a few drinks, it's a fun sing-along song. It gets the people going.
It's like Closing Time, Semisonic.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Kind of a beating. A lot of those bar sing-along songs are beating.
Yeah, but you have...
Low Places?
Low Places?
That's okay. I'll give that a pass.
You have to be a few drinks in to enjoy them, but especially Low Places.
Like,
I don't want to hear that song before midnight.
Nah.
I have to hear it like late in the evening.
I strictly like 80s Joel.
80s Joel, okay.
Exactly.
Sick reference. Gross. Point for Lando.
Or like All the Girls Sing Journey. You know, at the end of the night, it's just like, okay.
Did you and J-Mac get down on anything?
No, we didn't. I thought about, like, they didn't have touch tunes, but just putting leaving on touch tunes.
Hitting on the table, getting the beat
going. It's like, all right, yeah. Or just play some Aaron Carter.
Just a troll.
Just mess with him. Like, hey, man, he's dead.
And finally, I miss Boban so much.
Boban.
I know. He's the best. I love Bobby.
Is he still doing Goldfish commercials?
I think so.
He should be.
He's still in commercials. Well, he's playing for the Rockets, and the Rockets were leading the playoff rival LA Clippers 105-97 pretty late in this game. And I guess LA has a bit to where if a player misses two free throws in the fourth quarter, everybody in the barn gets free Chick-fil-A.
This is a great bit. Like, I think every arena has something like this. It might not be chicken tenders, but if the away team misses two free throws, and everybody gets into it too.
Yeah.
They do it at the AAC. Everybody's booing. It's a good bit.
Well, Bobby missed the first, and he steps to the line, and he just lets everybody know, hey, last game of the year, doesn't matter. Rockets are a 500 team, not going to the playoffs. I'm going to hook you up. And the call is amazing.
Getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That is a great dude. If the game was, what was it, 105 to
97, 90? Yeah.
He needed to make those free throws.
Make one of those, please. Like, that would help.
Like, do you think Rockets fans are kind of upset? Like, you can't be mad at Boban. He can do whatever.
No. It does not matter whatsoever.
The video's great, too, because he's definitely playing up to the crowd.
Like, I got you, baby.
I got me? Chicken? You want chicken? He missed it.
Chicken! He's a man of the people!
Do you think he did that on purpose?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and he ran back on defense,
he puts
too.
His hand up.
He's like, okay, I'm going to celebrate this for a second. Got to play defense.
Awesome. They need to make Clippers shirts with Boban doing the holding his hand
or
up.
Or bobblehead with, him with the chicken in the top.
Yeah,
holding a Tendo high above everybody.
Now, I want to think of Ham being at this game and just how on edge he would be with one free throw left. He's like, man, I don't want okra.
He'd go buy a
I don't want any
jersey.
More fish. I don't want these hush puppies or fried okra. I don't want fish. I want this chicken.
The chicken of the sea, okra.
I'm never going to be able to get over that.
No.
I'm going to go to bed tonight thinking of Ham thinking okra and hush puppy as fish.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wake up tomorrow thinking about it.
I'm never going to look at okra the same way now because of you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I always thought it was weird because, like, why would all these places serve fish? It never dawned on me that it's not fish.
You should have told him
I
that
was never led to believe it wasn't fish.
Justin, you should have told him that they're like cow testicles or something.
That's great.
Just lying to him like he's a little kid.
I was just so taken aback. I don't know if I reacted the right way.